Elizabeth Chapel, a lifelong entrepreneur who finally found my niche. After years of new ideas and jumping from business to business, I figured out how to turn a craft into a successful career. In 2016, I started a monthly subscription box for quilters. That little startup has grown into a thriving, multiple six-figure business that I am so proud of. As a published author, designer of fabrics and patterns being sold throughout the world, my favorite thing to do is to teach others how to grow a career of their dreams. Each week, you'll hear from me or from other guests who are creative entrepreneurs, so you can learn exactly what to do and what not to do to grow a career that's more rewarding and successful than you ever thought possible. If you're ready to turn your craft into a career that you love, I am so excited you're here. Welcome to the Craft to Career podcast. This week is a really exciting week on the Craft to Career podcast. I have the very first guest who is one of the people who left a review for the podcast and applied to have a one-on-one coaching call. So there are a handful, there are five of them who got the one-on-one coaching call, and this is the very first one that you'll get to hear. This is Sarah Clark. I am going to let her kind of introduce and share her story of what she does. Before I introduce you to Sarah, I'm going to read a review. If you've not left a review, take just a second. It is just a swipe of the thumb and just leave a review. You can either tap the stars, however many stars you want to give, or if you have an extra second, write a few words sharing what you like about the podcast. So this review comes from Gam Gam Love, and they say, got me thinking in a new way. I love this podcast always, but especially episode 145 with Gloria Chow really inspired me to think about PR in a new and exciting way. Elizabeth's interview with her really helped me understand the difference between marketing and PR. Also, how the possibility to get published is possible even for a small business like mine. Fantastic episode. Thank you so much, Gam Gam Love. I also really enjoyed having Gloria Chow on the podcast and talking about PR or marketing and how that's possible for little businesses, you know, big, small, any size. So thank you so much for leaving a review. Again, if you have not yet, take just a second to go do that. And now let me introduce you to Sarah Clark. So excited to have Sarah Clark here. Sarah, welcome to the podcast. You're the very first podcast review that I'm doing a one-on-one coaching call with. And so for our listeners, can you kind of introduce yourself and who you are as a crafterpreneur?
Okay. Thank you for having me. This is so exciting. I'm thrilled to be here. My name is Sarah Clark, and I'm a surface designer who has recently become a newbie quilter as of the fall of 2023. And I mainly started quilting because of listening to this podcast. I started listening because of Erin Kendall's interview, and I'm in her Power Sellers Academy, and I consider my mentor in that industry. And then I've been listening ever since. So after that, I couldn't get enough of this podcast. And I was like, so many people love quilting. I think I need to start quilting with my own patterns and designs. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm very new into my business journey. So I'm kind of a baby steps here, but I'm excited to be here and hear what you have to say to help me grow this little baby business of mine.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know you know Erin. She's awesome. I love her. That's a fun connection.
Yeah. It is.
And where are you located? I feel like I can hear little Midwestern accents, but
yeah, I'm actually in Dayton, Ohio. Although I'm originally from New Jersey, so I don't know. It's just okay. You know, I guess I've become more Midwestern than East Coast, I suppose, now.
Very cool. So I did a little, you know, research and looking around before we got on this call, and you kind of touched on it as well. Your journey, it's fabric designer, and now you're sewing, quilting. So my big question is, well, okay, what is the purpose of your business? Is this like your main income earner? Is this something on the side? Is it for fun?
I kind of look at this as, all right, this is going to sound very woo-woo. This is like inner childhood healing for me, because I always had a creative side to me, and it was never something that I was like necessarily encouraged to pursue as a career. So I feel like up until this point, there's been all these steps and these, I've always been adjacent to it because my husband is a creative director. So, and I also, my last job was, I was an academic librarian for a graphic design school. So I've always been adjacent and I've always been so, I don't want to say jealous, but I've always wanted that for myself, like pursuing something that is creative side that expresses my inner creativity. And last year I took Bonnie Christine's immersion, and that was kind of the catapult I needed to be like, I'm doing this. I'm going to, I don't know, answer this call that's been on my heart for years to just have a creative career and vocation. So this past year has really been focused on surface design. I've been building up my Spoonflower shop mainly. I would love to license, but I feel like I'm not quite there yet. So I've just been focusing on that. And I don't know, this quilting just kind of snuck in there. And I love it. I love it. And I feel like I'm on to something that just feels right to me. And that's kind of where I'm at. So right now, the only, money-making side of it, I suppose, is my Spoonflower shop. And I don't know if I would even call it money-making. Like, I'm still early on in that business too. So that's what I mean. I'm so early into things, but I feel that this is the right path for me. And I'm just answering that call. You know, I'm just going to pursue that. So that doesn't really answer your question too much. But so right now, like my Spoonflower shop is, that's basically the only way for me to make money. But I've recently acquired quite a few Instagram followers and I have a lot of eyes on me, and they're real people too, which is fascinating to me. And they're not bots or like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that is something that I feel like I have these eyes on me, and I don't want this to be like a 15 minutes of fame. Well, to me, it feels like fame because it's been so overwhelming for me. And I feel like I need to do something with this right now and keep on, I don't know. It's just like my little radar picked up and I'm like, this is fun. This is exciting. People are resonating with this and I just want to keep going with it.
Yeah. So you're open to anything creative that just speaks to you. It's not like must do surface pattern design or I have to do XYZ.
Yeah, no, not necessarily. Surface design has been really fun and I get so much joy out of it. And I find that with quilting too. But yeah, as we go along, I feel like I'm so new in all these, I'm definitely not like an expert in anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't go down like the teaching track right now or anything. I get these kind of, I don't want to say impulses. They're almost like impulses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get these feelings and I'm like, I need to explore that a little bit more. And that's kind of where I'm at.
So different phases of, which actually I feel like Bonnie Christine does a good job of this, and it's been a while since I took her course. So bear with me that I don't remember all of her phases, but like there's the roots phase and you know, all that. So whatever you want to call it, but you're in this phase of exploring and kind of figuring out like, what do I want to do? So some of my questions I had were like, how do you want to earn money? What do you want to sell? I don't know that you're there yet, and that's fine. It's not, but this is a crucial step that you don't want to rush. You want to just explore what you're doing and you have this growing audience. So do you have an email marketing system where you can like gather email addresses?
I do have a very small list. It's about 33 people right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Most of them are other surface designers when I began it last year. But as of February, where my Instagram following has really shot up because of this quilt I'm making out of my grandmother's dresses for my mom, it's really resonating with people. And I've gained like close to 7,500 new followers. Just since February 1st. So part of me is like, I need to get those people on an email list. And I tried in the very like couple first weeks of February and I gained like 10 people. But I don't have a great opt-in for them right now, but I do, the system is in place. Like it's there. I just don't know how to get these new followers over onto that email list. Cause I feel like that is going to set me up for success down the road when I do have something to go off of, because I 100% know I want to take your quote pattern writing class. I have all these ideas and I know that's what I'm going to be doing. But again, like, I don't know what I'm doing at this moment. So
right.
I almost feel like everything is like this one big nurture sequence in my life right now. Cause I want people to get to know me, and I'm connecting with these new followers. Like, they're actually talking to me, they're messaging me, they're resonating with story about my grandmother's clothes and this project from my mom. And, I want to take that opportunity now to get them on my list.
Yeah. Which you should. I would. So one thing you could do, because I hear you're like, I don't have something to give them, but what you could do is even just invite them and say, hey, when this quilt is done, and it looks like, I was looking at your stories, it is done, like you quilted it and you're like, oh, there's all these mistakes. You're talking about your machine. And
actually, that's my very first quilt.
Yeah.
I'm still in the process of my career. Yeah. So, but like, I'm only at this point with my mom. Well, I know your listeners can't see it, but I've just started like cutting into the dresses, which was really hard for me to do. But so I'm still in the process of sharing this process with my grandmother's quilt. And again, I'm such a newbie quilter that was the first time that I was able to quilt on my machine. Was another project that I started in the fall. So,
okay. So those are your fabrics. No, that's great.
Yeah. Yes. What I shared on a post. Yeah. Recently, those were my designs that I made from,
which is very cool. So I would invite them, like, do a showcase, say, hey, I'm going to hop on a Zoom call and I'll show you guys the quilt when it's done. Or do you, this is a bit advanced. So if you're like, no, this is not going to work, then don't worry about it. But for example, I use Kajabi. I don't know if you have that set up or not. And if not,
I do not, but I've always had it in the back of my head because I know I'm in so many courses.
Yeah.
I love learning. And that just, it works so well, like on the user end. And I know that people have said good things about it on the other end, to the back end side of things. So
yes.
I'm open to anything at this point, to be
honest.
Well,
I wouldn't invest in that yet. I'm trying to think of I love workarounds. So Zoom, you can open a Zoom account and it's not much. I don't even think of anyhow, but point is, what I'm thinking here, you record some videos. Like, I would record everything you're doing now. So record like how you were saying the sewing machine is terrible and it's, I can't get a stitch to be, you know, even record that, talk about it, save it. And then you can share those videos, you know, make little reels, but share like a bigger video talking about it. And just, that's what people can get. You can email, here's a link to watch the replay. And, then they can subscribe and get a deeper dive into, like, do you want the full video to see this? Subscribe to my email list and I'll send it to you.
I love that idea because I actually have been recording everything. So my librarianship background of me has me like recording this whole process, because to me, this is like a generational family project, you know, like, I don't think my kids are going to be that interested in it now, but even just for me and like my own mom, like, I want to record it. So I love the idea of giving people kind of more behind the scenes. Like, I have everything so far recorded. I just haven't really shared it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. And okay. Do you love reading? You must. You're a librarian.
Actually, I don't. I am the slowest reader. No, I have a friend. She is a voracious. I have a couple friends who are voracious readers. I actually got in it because of the technical side of librarianship. So I love databases and cataloging. And because I am such a slow reader, it stinks. But I like giving people access to the things like, that's the side of librarianship that I love. And yeah, that's, so that kind of follows in the same idea, is like giving people behind the scene access. Like, that's where I think I thrive personally. So I do like that idea.
And I mean, my biggest thing I've learned from coaching throughout the years is I don't want to like say you should do this or that. So it'll come from you, what you, my number one question is, how are you going to earn money? Like, what are you going to do to earn money? And it will come. So it will come for you. So honestly, you can pay to give access to these down the road, save all those videos. For now, I'd use them as an opt-in. but opportunities could be like, I think it's great that you're not an expert at quilting. You are a beginner and you're learning how. Do you know, anyone who's been quilting for a while, we forget the struggles, you know, we forget like, man, this machine really sucked. Like, gosh, what do you do when that's not working? And so for you to be right there in the trenches and to show people, and they're interested, they're following you. The thing I'm curious about is they're following you. I'm curious, are they following you because they like the retro clothes? Mm-hmm. Are they curious what you're, did you know, have you gotten feedback about that?
So I've just kind of very informally, I also love data, by the way. Maybe that's the librarianship mm-hmm. part of me too. I pulled them to ask my followers, just in my stories, to see if, you know, they're sewists or, you know, quilters themselves. Most of them are. But I think this is hitting like a nostalgia nerve with a lot of people. My audience now is mostly like 70% is 55 and over. So I think the story is hitting them with memories of their own mothers or grandmothers. A lot of people have said like, oh, my grandmother wore the same like dresses, but I live in England. So it's just people are connecting with the story, I think. And they do love the patterns too. They love the styles of the dresses. Cause I've also shared a little videos of me wearing the dresses. That was another part of like the documentation. So I think that there's in my perception from the comments, it's hitting like a little nostalgia nerve with people. Not nerve. That's not the right word, but it's hitting a chord in their heart, I think, with that.
Maybe I'm being biased, but I feel like, well, no, actually, you've heard of the Trend Bible, right?
Yes.
And I say right because you took Bonnie's course, and so I think she talks about that. But yes. In the Trend Bible, they have talked about, and maybe because of 2020 and all of that, but people are like wanting to draw back to their roots, which I don't think is anything new. But anyhow, we're very drawn to our past and all of that. So I don't know. Anyhow, I think just tapping into that and keeping going with that. With your Instagram, clearly this is going well. And I mean, you're not going to have an endless supply of your grandmother's dresses, but you don't need to, you know. I think even depending where you want to go, you could talk about thrifting, going to thrift stores and finding vintage things, sewing with vintage things. You could mix in how to use new fabrics and incorporate your stuff from Spoonflower and use it with older fabrics. But yeah, where do you see yourself? What's calling to you? Like, what do you want to do next?
There's definitely, I feel, again, this pool, I go a lot with my feelings, but they haven't really steered me wrong in the past. So I'm okay with that. I love upcycling. I do. I think, but this is my first foray into it. You know, I watch a lot of other people do it. And right now I'm just upcycling with my own like supply of vintage fabrics, but I know that there's tons at thrift stores. So I definitely feel like that's an avenue for me. And I am going to be, the backing of this quilt is going to be one of my gingham designs that looks very eerily like one of my grandmother's dresses, which is very cool. So there will be like, I'll probably be exploring mixing those two things. I love the idea of sustainability too. So those are just all different avenues that I've been thinking about lately. And I love history. I love context. Like, I feel like the past helps me, make good decisions for the future. That's kind of how I'm wired. And yeah, all those ideas have been swirling in my head lately.
So, okay. First of all, I'm going to have to mention, if you probably heard her, if you listened to the past podcast, but, Sewing Through Fog is her Instagram mm-hmm. account.
Oh, yes.
Rada Weaver.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Yes.
Yeah. So you should mm-hmm. reach out to her. I just think you guys could do some cool stuff together. So again, I keep falling to, well, how are you going to earn money? And I have to back off from this. So
yeah, I do want to make a career out of my creativity. Like, that's what I want. But I also, yeah, I don't have anything set in place right now. I know it's going to come, but.
Well, so I think Spoonflower is a good idea to keep going with that. Don't give up on that. I do think, I mean, okay. I think eventually courses, like online courses of how to do things would be good. And I, part of me is curious. I'm thinking out loud here. So I see like this huge influx of online courses and memberships. And part of me is like, is that going to hit a point where people are like, and I'm done with that? I don't know. For now, I don't see that happening. But if it does, we can all pivot and do the next thing. But here's the deal. You're a very likable person. You're fun. People like chatting with you. So I think having some sort of opportunity for people to have that accessibility to you, you know, would be great, whether that's through a course or a membership. But I do think teaching people how to use those fabrics, sharing upcycling, sharing their journey. And this is a little woo as well, but talking about like the, okay, hopefully you're here for this, but the energy that goes into something when you're making it.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Yes.
Okay. But
this is a, to me, like a family healing project.
Yeah.
Yes. For my mom, like my mom was 21 when her mother passed and it was sudden. It was not on the radar whatsoever. And so I didn't know her, obviously. I was born in 84, but yeah, this is, to me, this is like a hug that my mom's going to get from her mom that she had. Oh, I don't cry, but I feel like I'm going to cry. that, you know, at some point it was the last hug she got from her mom. I don't even think she was a big hugger, to be honest, but if she was, like at some point it was, and this is like an opportunity for my mom to have that. So I definitely am all into the feels of this project. It's not just like something that I'm doing for likes or anything. Like this is something that my mom has wanted, and I know that she's going to cry when she gets this because it still smells like my grandmother too. It smells like her perfume, her dresses, even though it's been 50 something years. So yeah, I think I'm all about sharing the feels.
that I think right there is something, a why that you could really connect to and kind of like, that's your business is the history, the emotion, the, you know, all of that. And like I was telling you before we recorded, we just went to Japan and they have like a Shinto religion. And a lot of that is like, everything has, I don't know, spirit, whatever you want to call it. And we went and saw this ninja warrior and he was like, before we pull our sword, we give thanks to the craftsman who made the sword hundreds of years ago. And I was like, I love that. That's beautiful. You know, like, so I love this idea of gratitude and connecting with the things, like everything, it becomes much less waste, you know, where we really think about the things that we have and that we're making and buying. And I don't know, it just becomes much more meaningful. And if that's your why and sharing that, I think that really resonates with a lot of people, but with your audience, you know, and you'll find those people that do that. So, tangible steps moving forward. You want to keep growing your Instagram audience. And I have some ideas for that. And then this sounds scary and I get it because I've been doing it now since December, like every single, except for one recently because it was a paid partnership and they wouldn't allow me to have a call to action that drew people to me. So I was like, okay. But every other post, I have a way to collect email addresses and my list has grown exponentially. So it gets weird at first when you're not used to it, but if you have, I'm going to open up your Instagram account and take a look.
Okay.
The link in your bio, what does it lead to right now?
I have one for the list and one for my, I made like, it's almost like a link in bio kind of thing that I made through my website, that connects to all my, like my Spoonflower collections and my website and stuff, but there should be the other link is to my email list.
Yep. Okay. That's great. So in this, okay, it says subscribe for updates. So I would change that to be not even subscribe, because the word subscribe kind of scares people. They're like, ugh, I don't want to subscribe. But if you say, like get access to, or whatever you're promoting right now, I would have people join and share those videos like we talked about.
Sure.
So I would have that link say, let me think here. Access or not access videos, process, watch me make the dress or behind the scenes dress making or quilt making, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Something that sounds like exclusive, maybe, you know, like behind the
yes,
scenes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. Behind the scenes. And then what would you call it? Like, behind the scenes, grandma's dress to quilt or something, something short that explains what it is. Cause there, a lot of them are here for the dress, vintage dress into a quilt, you know?
Yeah.
So that, and then I would, it looks like you're using Flowdesk. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love Flowdesk. So yeah, have that opt-in instead of stay connected, say, you know, the behind the scenes vintage dress make whatever. And then let them know, say, I'll be sharing a video once a month or however often, which I feel like once a month is doable. I don't know if I were to say every week, oh, yeah. I'd be like, I don't want to promise that, you know? So I'll be sharing a video about once a month. That way you have a little leniency, but about once a month sharing my process of behind the scenes. And then give those people on your list. Like I said, Zoom is great. You could even down the road, put this on YouTube.
Yeah. That was the question I had was about YouTube, just because I feel like I'm in this like story mode right now. Like I'm sharing the story and there is no product, you know, to sell to people or anything other than, I guess, the story and the access. So I didn't know if that was a way to just kind of, I don't know, show up on another kind of platform and maybe go a little longer, because I also polled in the beginning, like, do you prefer a long form video? Like, I wanted to know what my audience wanted. And a lot of them liked short reels. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to share more though. So that's why I was thinking like YouTube.
Yeah. You're pulling people on Instagram and they're there for the short form. But YouTube is a great way and you do have great content. I think it would really resonate. And so again, I wouldn't worry so much about right now, like, but how exactly am I going to monetize? What am I going to offer? It will reveal itself as you move forward, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely agree with that. Like, I don't want to, I'm okay with the long game here. It's been a long time coming, you know, that I feel everything is lining up in a way that is, I don't know, it just feels right. And so I'm okay with the long game. You know, I'm not trying to like pay for my kids' college right now. You know, it's like,
right. Yeah.
I'm okay with just, I don't want to say doing it right. It will never be right. It'll never be perfect, but I just want to make the next steps that are going to set me up for success down the road. So I like this idea. Although I have a question about how to get people to subscribe, because I was positioning this, I think I did this in my stories, where I don't get as many stories views as, you know, my reels have gotten a lot of views, but not necessarily my stories in the same way. Mm-hmm. I interviewed my mom about my grandmother because people were asking questions and I didn't know the answers. Like, I didn't know her. So I sent the questions to my mom. And one of the ways that I was trying to get people on my list was like, hey, if you want to know the answer to these questions, subscribe to here and I'll send you a link to her answers. And I probably got like 10 people interested, but should I be doing that in like a post? Should I do it in reels? Should it both? I don't know. Like, cause I was trying to position that like behind the scenes. Like if you want to know more, like you have to be on my list, but I don't think I did. Like I saw that it didn't do well and I was like, oh, okay, maybe not. And I didn't do it again.
Okay. So this is a great question. So first of all, we never know like what's going to resonate, right? There's reels that I put out that I'm like, this is going to be such a hit and it flops. I'm like, what the, and then some that I think aren't that great go viral. I'm like that, you know, so great job putting that out there. And I do think that'd be a great video to share, but, and you shared it in your stories. You haven't made a reel mm-hmm. about it. Is that right?
I didn't know.
So I would try a reel.
And do like, should I do like ManyChat?
Okay, I'm paying for ManyChat now and it's like $25 a month, but I don't know if it's free at first, but I don't think you need, well, I guess you could. Anyhow, point is, I wouldn't invest in that, but no, I'm just saying, yeah, I don't know that I would invest in that right now. So honestly, if you just have the link in your bio, people are like, oh, they don't want to click the link in your bio.
Yeah.
Try it out. Maybe give ManyChat a try. Test it out. See how it does.
Okay. I only say that because I'm trying to keep in mind who my audience is right now. And they're all like my mom's generation. So because I have most of the people like 55 and above, I want to make it easy for them. You know, I don't want to, I'm not trying to make generalizations. I'm just thinking of this from the perspective of like my own parents. Like, would they know to like go to my link in bio, or is that easier for them than sending them a message? Like, does that make sense? I was just like,
okay.
I know millennials, like we know what to do, but if my audience is mostly 55 and over, do they know what even like subscribing to an email list is? Like, again, I don't want to make generalizations. Like, my mom's not on Instagram, so these people are. So they're a step up ahead of her. But
right.
I don't know that my mom even knows what a newsletter really is, or if she, if it's free, right. if she has to pay for it. Yeah.
Well, and okay. So first of all, on that, with ManyChat, the number one problem that I have, which isn't a ton, but every once in a while I will say, comment this and I will DM you a link. They don't know what a DM is. And then I will have people DM me the word instead of comment the word. And I'm just like, oh, I need to tell them, you actually need to comment this back on the post. It's a bit of a headache. So almost for people who do struggle with technology and understanding, it's almost easier to be like, just click that link in my bio. I think, I don't know. So anyhow, point is, it's kind of hit trial and error. You could try ManyChat. If you're past where you're having to pay for it, I don't know. I would wait until you're lucrative and earning money on it, you know, on the product. Because there's so many things that you pump money into at first that I don't know that that would be one that I would do. But okay, I avoid the word, generally speaking, newsletter, and just let them know, hey, I'm going to email you and share videos. The email, like, I'm just going to send you an email, because newsletter sounds spammy and people are like, I don't want that. But back to this question of your mom, I would make a reel about showing the dresses and say, what's the history of this dress, or whatever questions people are asking that you've asked your mom, and just throw a few of those questions out on the screen and then say, do you want the answers? And then below say, I've asked my mom, these are questions people have asked. I don't know the answer. But right at first, you want that call to action. Get the answers by clicking the link in my bio and then share more.
Okay.
Try that. See how it goes.
Okay.
And that's just one way to get people. So if you try that and it doesn't go as well as you want, that's fine. You've tried it. If it goes really, really well, then tweak it and post another reel in a few weeks about the same thing in a little different way. One thing I have noticed with... mostly Nicole of Gardenery, who I'm taking her Instagram course. She kind of does have the same themes that she recycles over and over again, just in a little bit different way. So if you find something that really sticks, like this dress, you kind of just want to rinse and repeat, you know? So you'll talk about this dress for a while and just keep, you know?
I'm like almost worried that people are getting sick of it, but I know I can't think like that. I can't, because... yeah, every day, like, new people are interested in this reel that's already like a month and a half old. Like, I'm still getting people following me from it. It's cool. It's very cool. It's very neat. But it's an unknown territory for me. So it's just like, wait, what? Like, and so, yeah, I have to put that. There's been a lot of mindset stuff that's gone over the couple of weeks, feeling like I'm like, who am I to make a quilt like this when there's so many like amazing quilters out there who could probably make something incredible from these dresses. And here's me just fumbling along. But yeah, I just got to keep on going with what's working, I guess.
Yep. I will say business is so much of a mindset thing. And I honestly think that's why a lot of people don't succeed, is because it just gets in their head too much and it's so uncomfortable that they're like, I don't want to do this, you know? But if you can stick with it, yeah. My biggest thing right now, suggestions would be keep growing your Instagram audience. I have a couple other ideas I'll share. And then translate, what am I trying to say? Bring them onto your email list. And I would send out a monthly email and just share kind of what you're working on. Make it short and sweet, and then have that link to the video that you share each month, where they're going to look forward to those emails from you. Like, ooh, what have we got this month? You know, what is she sharing? And you can even be upfront with them. Say, I'm working on this. I'm not exactly sure what, you know, what this will look like moving forward, but I'm loving this right now. And if there's anything you want to see from me or hear from me, let me know. And just kind of, I mean, one thing to be cautious of with that is sometimes I feel like people, business owners will just do what they hear people asking them to do, even if they don't want to do it. So if someone asks something and you don't want to do it, you don't have to, you know, but if something, someone asks something and you're like, oh, I love that, I would love to do that, then there you go. So,
yeah, I think I'm at this point in my life where if like something doesn't resonate with me, I'm going to be like, no, thanks. I think when I was younger, I probably would have been like, okay, I'll do what you want.
Right.
But yes, but I do want to, I am curious what people are most interested in anyways, but yeah, that's why like when people were saying like they wanted short form videos, I was like, oh, but I want to write about this a little bit. Like, don't you read blog posts?
Yeah, do it. Cause there will be people who are looking for that. And
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So Instagram ideas that I have for you, I think some education, for example, I was wondering, how do you take that dress and cut it? And I saw the fabric you held up. I'm like, ooh, she did it. How'd she do it? And it looks very pressed and starched. So I'm like, now I'm curious about all the things. And how do you know? And you said some of them were damaged. Like, how were those dresses damaged? How did you select all the things? I want all the education, you know, like the whole process and everything. And each of those is a separate little reel. And again, repurpose. Each dress you could show where it's damaged. Each dress you can show how you cut it, how you prepared the fabric. This one is a little bit different than this one. This is cotton. This is linen. This is whatever, you know, share all the things. Entertain. So there's a great opportunity for like Austin Powers, you know, or like doing some fun, you know, because of the retro. There's even like a girl I follow who she does miniature dollhouses. And I'm so glad that this is like becoming trendy because I felt so weird for a while. Like, I like these dollhouses. And she did like what my friends think when I say dollhouses, and it shows these creepy old dolls and everything and like just weird stuff. And what I actually do, I mean, there's just some room for some fun entertainment, which does well, but to your comfort level, you know. Mm-hmm. Showcase, you do a good job with showcase. And then invite. Every one of your posts should have an invitation though to join your newsletter. And you will see, I mean, 10, you have a list of about 33 and you got 10 people who joined. That's a great, that's a big percentage growth, you know? Yeah.
That sounds very good. Big. Thank you.
Yeah.
I felt a little disappointed with it at first, but also those people didn't really come from a call to action. They just went to the link in my bio. So yeah,
oh, that's right. Even bigger.
That should motivate me to really get that going. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And then, yeah, just watch down the road. How do I want to earn money with this? And just kind of keep that on the back burner, and it will come. You know, you'll figure that out. So any other pressing questions that you have before we wrap up the call?
I mean, I think that's it. I've got good ideas now to go off of, and I just have to do it. It's a little bit scary. Like this whole process has been like a little bit scary, but every time I do post like a new reel or share about it, I get a little more courage to keep going. So, I really appreciate the advice. And oh, and also I'm just so thankful to be here. It's just been really cool because I've been a fan since that very first podcast episode that I listened to. So this is very exciting. And I appreciate all the stuff you share on your podcast too, because I really feel like it's helped me over the past couple of months, just mindset, business, quilting, all the things. Like you say that my stuff is nicely pressed. It's because I watched your reel about starch.
Oh.
Yes. And I went and bought the magic, the magic spray, and I love it. And I'm totally team starch now because it really gives a great feel to everything and it's so much easier to work with. But I didn't know that before.
I mean, it looks good. Well, this has been so fun to chat. Oh, we need to share your Instagram. If people are like, who is this? Yeah, where do we find you?
Yes, I'm Sarah with an H, SARAHXO Clark. the L-A-R-K. Awesome. Both names can be spelled differently.
True. How do you spell Clark differently? Like
with an E at the end.
Oh, okay.
No E. Interesting. No E. But yes, okay. And there's a billion Sarah Clarks. So I had to pick the XO in there somewhere because I didn't know how else I'd do it. My husband was like is this kiss. Kind of, you know, that's what I said. My husband's like, does it kind of give little like OnlyFans vibes? And I'm like, I don't think so. The people who are following me aren't feeling that way, apparently. So <Right. that's great.
laughs> Awesome. Well, thank you. And if things come up, send me a DM. Well, my DMs are getting crazy now because of many chats. Yes. So send me an email and ask how things are going.
I appreciate that.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
So fun chatting with you and having you on the podcast. I absolutely love this part of what I do, especially. I mean, just chatting with Sarah, she is so fun and down to earth. She's one of those people that I'm like, oh, great, let's be friends now. And she has really tapped into something very cool. So please follow Sarah along on Instagram if you don't already. And again, Sarah, thank you for being a guest on the podcast, for being a listener. I'm so excited to see how your business goes and how it grows. And I will see all of you listeners right here next Friday with a brand new episode. Until then, have a wonderful week.